right, first things first, I want to clarify that today is not, in fact, Thursday. Because listening to this podcast, one may assume that is the case. No. In fact, it is Wednesday, November 14th. And welcome to the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Why am I bringing this up right off the bat? Well, because Thirsty Thursday became front and center for the entire show long, thanks to a conversation I had with our intern Khaleesi. Right as the show was kicking off, she was talking about how she's planning on skipping her classes on Friday and celebrating a hearty Thirsty Thursday as one college kid should, which led to John overhearing that conversation and claiming that he, in fact, created the phrase Thirsty Thursday, which has gone on to take a life of its own and become part of the nation's vernacular, especially college students. And Steve was having none of it. I was having none of it, but Steve's a bit more contentious than yours truly. So it basically launched the whole show off a unplanned course. Those are the best kind of shows. I love these kind of shows where something organic pops up and just sort of takes over. So be prepared for plenty of Thirsty Thursday debate, despite the fact that it's Wednesday. We also heard about Millennial Monopoly, and also had a rousing edition of the Isolation Booth with Freddie Mercury and Queen in the booth. Isolated Today, it was a big hit, but we're not allowed to play music on the podcast because if the wrong people hear it, we can become really, really broke if they decide to take action. So unfortunately, you gotta catch that live. But here you go, it's basically the Thirsty Thursday edition of the John DeBella Show in this here daily podcast.
The John DeBella Show, the man who created Thirsty
Thursday. No, you didn't. You didn't. It's 6:02 in the morning.
I did. You weren't even alive when I did it. Listen, you can't tell me I'm wrong.
We need listener confirmation because I'm not buying this either.
You know what? This is it. I've reached it.
I'll tell you another one.
This is the hill I am going to die on.
I'll tell you another
this
one.
This is the hill.
We're about to make the hill bigger, right? Until I did it, no one in Philadelphia ever celebrated Cinco de Mayo.
I didn't create Cinco de Mayo,
but we had the first Cinco de Mayo party ever in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, we ended up having it in Cherry Hill. We had it at Chili's in Cherry Hill, and they had a shutdown Route 73 because the crowd was so friggin' large, they were blocking the entire
street. I'm Christopher Columbus. I discovered America. I'm also the
president.
Don't
screw with me. Tomorrow's my 36th anniversary, and you aren't even alive.
Well, let's celebrate
when I started here. Partly sunny today, the high temperature, about 42 degrees. All hell's going to break loose tomorrow, folks. They're talking snow, sleet, freezing rain.
I created snow. I invented snow, Dave.
Steve is God.
All right. So, Steve, who, other than a baby, has not created anything.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
All right, you know, we're going to have to turn this into a text.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure how this started. You may have just mentioned Thirsty. Yeah, you did. You mentioned Thirsty Thursday. And
I mentioned it to Taylor.
Okay.
She's like, I'm skipping classes tomorrow. Right. I'm going to get wasted tonight. I said, Thursday's tomorrow.
Thursday, right. And it's basically a bit that I created. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it was something I did back in the day when I was at MMR. Right. And we used to give out, you know, cases of beer every hour. And it became a station. We started in the morning show and then it became a station wide event. And throughout the day, we were handing out cases of beer. Right. You know, you had to be 21 or older in order to win it. But, you know, and that was it. And we came up with the term Thirsty Thursday.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Steve says, who was not alive at the time. Right. Steve says, I didn't do that. I didn't create it.
I have a hard time believing it, too, but I know you did do the bit. That much
yes,
I do know.
I'm not denying that fact.
Right.
I'm denying the fact that you did not create the term Thirsty Thursday.
I'm telling you I did. I'm telling you. Let me put it this way. Right. In 1984, when we started this bit, I started here in 1982. Tomorrow's my anniversary.
Right. Sure.
Okay. I started here in 1982. In 1984, when we started this bit, I had never heard the term Thirsty Thursday. I never heard anybody use the term Thirsty Thursday. And until we started doing it on the air, no one used the term. It became a Philadelphia term, and it might be nationwide now, for all I know. It wouldn't be the first thing that I did that went nationwide. You know how many people ran around in their underwear calling it the Philly 500 in this country? All right, you know, or the Undy 500, rather? You know, so
well, Thirsty Thursday lives on to this day.
Yes. Sure.
So
yes.
If you did create it, that would be a monumental origin story for yourself.
Right. But you guys don't believe it.
I have a hard time believing it.
So.
Dave is easier to turn than I am on this.
Steve's
dug in, right? All right, on a fact that when he wasn't even alive.
Like, yep.
87 is when you were born?
Yep.
87, all right?
Yeah.
I read it in a book. You didn't do it.
So what do you say, folks? All right, text one for yes. Text two for no to MGK, and I'm keeping this text
all day.
Alive.
Oh, please.
All morning.
You know what?
Please.
I'll keep it on until next year.
So,
keep it on until Thursday.
So do you agree? You were probably around. I got texts coming in already that are saying I created it. All right. So did I create Thirsty Thursday? Was it something that you heard when I was on the radio and never heard it before? Text one for yes, two for no to MGK, and we'll see where the audience stands on this and their memory over Steve's memory from when he wasn't born. You know, if my weren't so busy trying to figure out.
And, my touchscreen stopped working over here. Look, I'm touching. Yeah, that's
really?
Why.
Okay. All right. Well, that died. All right.
I invented touchscreens, by the way.
Did you invent?
Yeah. Right. I don't like to brag, but.
You're a lying hump. You're all lying hump. Cindy, back me up here. All right. Well, you were around when we started doing Thirsty Thursday, right?
I was alive.
Yeah, you were alive, all right? As opposed to Steve, who wasn't even born yet.
Exactly.
All right. And Steve says he has some sort of bombshell he's going to land on me.
Yep.
Right, because of Thirsty Thursdays.
I'm allowing your DiBella sycophants to come in closer and closer and closer before I end it all.
Because, you know, as it stands right now, I have a serious lead.
What is the lead? I haven't checked.
It's a lot.
I have a serious lead on
88% to 12%.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
88% saying that I created Thirsty Thursday, right? Which I created in 1984, and Steve is saying he's not questioning that I created the giveaway and did it on the air. He's not questioning that at all.
Yeah, because I confirmed that.
He's saying I didn't create the term.
Correct.
And let me put it this way. I never heard the term until I came up with it.
Now we're moving goalposts. What?
If you come up with something, you know, what are you going to tell me? You know, I created something, right? And
I get it. Maybe Columbus wasn't the first person to discover America.
He wasn't.
Exactly.
Right.
But he gets the credit for it.
Yeah. Well, not much anymore when you think about it.
Now, in 2018, he doesn't get the credit. And now, you know what? It's 2018. It's time for you to not get the credit either.
You're not going to use that cheap-ass business school excuse, are you? People in business schools tend not to have class on Friday.
That's a stupid
reason. So Thursday night became their Friday.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
So that became Thirsty Thursday. It was a college thing.
It's just because college kids are impatient and they can't wait till Friday.
Right.
That's what I think. It's just a college colloquialism.
That started in the 2000s.
I have the Manhattan Project going on in the back room.
You do.
That's
a complete crock of crap. That's for sure.
Hey, I created the term traffic. Cindy, let's check it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
This is the reason why they came up with stupid things like millennial monopoly. I want you to know that. It's because you weren't around for it. You weren't around for it, and all of a sudden, like, oh, now we have our own game. Do you know this is real, Cindy?
Yeah.
Do you know this is real? Millennial monopoly.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, you can just imagine this. It's so like, you know, a bunch of old business guys in suits sitting in an office going, hey, I got a great idea. Let's make a millennial version of Monopoly.
You got to do something to keep the board game industry alive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, so you know what they did? It's basically Monopoly, and there's a game piece that's shaped like a hashtag.
Okay. Remember when that was the pound symbol?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, or number. Use it for number. And I don't know how it became hashtag, right? It was pound for the longest time. A rule where someone, the person who has the most debt, this is one of the rules for millennial monopoly.
Okay.
Not easy to say, by
the
way.
Right.
All right. But one of the rules is before the game starts, you find out who has the most debt in the group, and they get to go first.
All right.
And their slogan is, forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway.
Everyone's renting.
All right. That's
This is relatable and condescending all at once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, right? Also relatable is the fact that I created Thirsty Thursday.
You created the bit at MMR. You didn't create the term Thirsty Thursday.
I did both.
In the U.S. / world.
right? People are backing me up like crazy. We're getting texts like mad. If you agree with me that I created Thirsty Thursday, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you think I'm wrong, well, text 2. You'll be wrong, but text 2.
Correct that verbiage.
Right.
You did it at MMR. You did not create the words Thirsty Thursday together for the U.S.
I came up with Thirsty Thursday at MMR and the phrase.
Buzz off.
Right.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
The question in hand, you still can text in because we're going to have this text poll going all morning long. I claim that I created Thirsty Thursday and the phrase Thirsty Thursday. We did it back in the day at MMR, right? Handed out beer all day long, yep. Right? Throughout the show and then throughout the station,
yeah.
Right? And
great promotion.
Look, maybe it is possible that somewhere in America someone used that phrase.
Hold on.
But I never heard it.
Sure.
My listeners never heard it.
Sure.
It was never heard of in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? We created it. That I came up with the term. That's it. If you agree with me, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you disagree, text 2 to MGK, MGK. And I'm kicking your ass right now.
Well, yeah,
now.
You are. Right. I get it. That's fine.
Right. And Steve has some sort of bomb he's going to lay on us.
I'm allowing the...
The armies to come in.
Let your pawns move closer.
You don't want to take out the front line. Yeah. Wait so for the whole
the
army.
The king comes riding in, as Dave said. I said he's twirling his mustache, ready to, hey, look at me. Boom!
We'll see. We'll see. Let's go to Cindy, who backs me up on Thirsty Thursday.
I do.
All right. So, now, okay. Steve says he has some sort of bomb that he's going to drop on me. Some sort of nuclear device.
Yeah.
And the fact that I came up with Thirsty
he's
Thursday.
He's flying over the show in the Enola Gay as we speak.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
So all morning we've had this debate going on. It came up because of something that Khaleesi said here in the studio. And we started talking about Thirsty Thursday. And I said to the guys, I said, well, you know, I created that. And I created the phrase. And they're disputing it.
Yes, very much so.
Now, just so you know, we had a text poll going all morning long.
And
the text poll says 83% of our respondents, 83% of our audience believes that I created Thirsty Thursday and the phrase.
Well, it's sad that 83% of the audience is incorrect. You did at MMR, you created the Thirsty Thursday, sure, but you did not create Thirsty Thursday as you said
phrase.
You did.
The phrase.
You're not going to do the stupid thing with the Superman magazine, are you?
No, but that was out there also.
Uh-huh.
Former owner Ron McKee of the Asheville Tourist. Now, this is from the Minor League Baseball's website, which is run by Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Came up with the phrase Thirsty Thursday in 1983. And I believe you dropped 1984 a few times earlier.
I did say 1984.
An early example of the alliterative tendencies that have overtaken, you know, all minor league ballparks. Promotions as well.
And radio promotions have always
1983
done that.
Is the year prior to 1984. Ron McKee.
Again, 2 years that you weren't around for.
Doesn't matter. This is a legitimate website.
Right. A legitimate website.
Yes.
All right, what is the legitimate website you're on?
Minor League Baseball's website, which is run by MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
Right, and they never lie.
Well, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. Right.
Well, here's the deal. Listen, 83%.
Turn your eyes to steroids for 20 years.
83% were wrong. So I'm sorry that you guys texted in. Listen, you can't always be right.
Right.
It's tough to be me and Dave.
Right. Well, like Major League Baseball actually pays attention to what goes on in Minor League Baseball.
You know, there's just so many examples of why I'm right here. The business school stuff that you were talking about.
You know.
This.
Mm-hmm.
The Superman comics.
Superman comics.
That was 75.
It's mine.
You do you, though.
It's all mine.
I survived this hill, by the way.
I just hope you have something big planned tomorrow for my anniversary.
Oh, yeah. 36 years and 30.
36 years.
Yeah.
And it's on Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah. Yes!
Just get one thing's last thing straight about this Thirsty Thursday thing.
Okay.
All right. Where in a minor league team? Where?
Asheville,
North Carolina.
Yeah. The home of craft beer, pretty much.
Right. You know. Well, now Now, not on. Back then.
No, Sierra Nevada.
Not in 83. Right? And just because, you
just
know,
more
and,
research.
And again, you know, when it gets done in a major city, it becomes a major thing. Asheville, North Carolina.
Yo, bro. Whoa. You waffler, you goalpost mover, knock it off.
Right? It doesn't mean, who the hell knew, who anywhere else in America, where would they know that something happened in Asheville, North Carolina, other than at Debbie's house in media? All right. Other than that, why
maybe
would
Debbie
they know?
Started it.
All right. Yeah, that's very possible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.